There is not much to discuss about the resize method. Namely, it destroys the previous table, and then allocates a new table based on the new dimensions. The process of constructing the table was discussed already on slide 3. As a refresher, recall that we dynamically create a table, which is a 2D array, by using a pointer to an array of pointers to arrays. In other words, we first have a pointer to an array, which we allocate dynamically. This array describes the rows of the table. Now each element in this array is also a pointer. These pointers, in turn, each point to another dynamic array, which forms the columns of the table.